This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight from somewhere in this great country on the road, but wanted to get you up to date on what's happening across the country and the big buzz. The big buzz, of course, is it just becomes official out of Philadelphia that Hillary Clinton is the nominee for the Democratic Party. But what's interesting is what happened with Bernie Sanders. I mentioned this at the top of last hour. Bernie Sanders, to try to bridge the hard feelings and the problems in the Democratic Party, the divide really between his backers and the supporters of Clinton, moved Tuesday to give Clinton the party's presidential nomination by what they call acclamation. His motion at the Democratic National Convention came after a two-hour roll call vote and was definitely greeted with a lot of those chants that we were hearing during his run. Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. So the Vermont senator waited 15 months to watch his delegates cast ballots for him at the convention, and there you go. He was hoping he was going to be the nominee. Wasn't, but he has accepted that, of course, from a few weeks ago. And it's interesting to watch what the Democrats do, just like the Republicans did, the maneuvers and the givebacks, which they have to do for the people who work so hard for them in their campaign run-ups. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's a Clinton supporter, gave really a lot of credit to Sanders for his primary run, for throwing his support behind Clinton, and for keeping his eye on the ball, is what Cuomo said. He said, you know, the goal for the Democratic Party is to make sure Trump and his philosophy has no place in the country and ever, and he has no chance of winning. So that's the question. Do you think, and we have to ask this question many times, that Donald Trump has a real shot at winning the presidency? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. I'm going to say it's a coin flip. I keep using that phrase. I'm tired of using it, frankly, but it's the best I can come up with because I don't believe we know. That's why if you're sitting around and you're thinking of not voting and it infuriates you as to what's happening, you need to get off your hands and go and vote because it does, in some cases, affect the electoral college. Trump, by the way, is edging ahead of Clinton in some of the national polls, but I'm going back to my coin flip theory. It's too close, folks. Let's face it. Come on. You and I both know that. You can say what you want. You can look in your magic eight ball, throw your crystal ball out the window, whatever you want to do, shake it upside down. It's not happening. I really believe that. So the Republican nominee Trump had a 2-point lead over Hillary Clinton. I mentioned this before. According to the latest Reuters Ipsos opinion poll that was released on Tuesday, the first time he's been ahead since May. You know, so there you go. Clinton held a 3-point lead on Friday, which was also within the what they call the credibility interval. So it's too close. It's too close, which means vote. Vote. And besides, if you vote, then you can call this show and you can whine all you want. If you're listening to me in New Jersey, if you're listening to me in Sarasota, I don't care where you're listening to me. You can call up and you can throw in your 2 cents. You know that always. But certainly when we're going through this election process, I think the key thing is just do it. Just make this the year that we have the overwhelming amount of people who actually go and who register to vote and who go out there and, vote. All right, a couple of interesting stories that hit my radar that I happen to see, and one of them was this DNA testing. We've had people on the show to talk about this before. I think it's awful, but awesome in one way. There was a man from Long Branch who was in prison for more than 4 years in prison in the 90s for the rape of a 17-year-old girl, and he was exonerated through this DNA testing. The guy's name is Dion Harrell. He's 49 years old. They say he couldn't have committed the crime based on the new DNA evidence, which is good news for him and his family, right? So he was 22 when he was wrongfully identified as the attacker back in 1988 on this assault. He told the cops that, the teenager actually that was raped told the cops that Harrell had dragged her into a dark parking lot on Broadway in their hometown, forced himself on her. She said he then took her purse and ran. The girl went home, told her mother. The rest was history. Long Branch Police Department follow up. At the 92 trial, witnesses testified that he had been playing basketball with them when the attack happened, but he still was convicted because of the victim's testimony on the and the state expert who said Harold could not be excluded as a possible suspect based on his blood type. Isn't that frightening? So the interesting thing is, and you see the photo of him, this is radio, and he's just a kid. You know, he's a young guy, right? He's, what did I say, 20? He was 22 when that happened. And they denied the request. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office denied the request for a DNA test, saying he had no right to a DNA analysis because he's no longer incarcerated. But you got to love this. Now he's cleared of it, and I'm sure, I mean, that's a jaw-dropper and great for him. And you wonder, because probably the state is not thrilled about that, because you can come back around and, you know, make a maneuver. You can come back around and do something like sue the state, which is a real possibility, I would say, here, without a doubt. I was reading a story today in the USA Today, because we got the Olympics coming up, and trust me, here in America tonight, we'll do that medal count thing where you tell me how many medals you think America's going to win, gold, silver, and bronze. But now with the athletes who are looking, you know, looking for places to stay if they don't have a place to stay, but there still are these big concerns about traffic and transportation in Rio. You know, they've got the world there and they have problems already with their transportation. So that's one thing. Then the problems with the water, filled with garbage, dead animals, the occasional body, seriously. And human waste. So the athletes who are going to compete, it's making some of them physically sick, and the stench is terrible too, as well. And what can the athletes do about it? There's not much they can do about it. They've been hearing about it, and now they have to take precautions. I mean, that's the only thing that's possible. You have a city, you're talking about the second largest city in the country, with the ninth largest economy in the world, and they're living with this brutal, putrid water. But the upshot is, this is where the games are, this is how it's being rolled out, and I'm sure we're going to hear more stories about, the dangers of what's lurking in Rio and whatnot. But, you know, some of the people that I've talked to, no fear. Hey, look, you're going to another country. There's going to be problems there anyway. You have to deal with it. I think it's a little more than that. Let's see if they get their act together and clean up as much as they can. And you know, ultimately, it's our athletes that have to deal with it, and people who were excited to go to Rio and paid a lot of money to be there, but they still have time to clean up. Oh, by the way, if you ever heard of Madame Cleo, Miss Cleo, watch any TV and you see the TV psychic, man, it seemed like she had been around forever. She died at the age of 53, Madame Cleo. I can't tell you, sometimes when I was working on papers or it was late night, I can remember seeing ton of spots for the psychic woman. And I was thinking this today when I just heard a little report about that. She had, she had colon cancer that spread to her liver and lungs, but she was a personality. There's no question about it. She came to fame in the 90s because she had one of those pay-per-call psychic readings. Wow. All right, stay with us. More from last week in the Republican convention coming up next.
On the road again.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Ground control. Want to do that one now?
I've never heard it.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, we need some levity. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Talked about a few other things. The sadness in Kansas City, Kansas. Another cop killed. They're exercising caution, trying to tell people to keep calm as they investigate. And then, of course, the main focus is on the Trump kids and Chris Christie and others. Paul Ryan, who spoke day two of the convention. Day three is a big one, and then it ultimately culminates with the nominee on the Republican side for president, and that would be Donald Trump and his speech to cap everything off. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Let me pound on these digits for you, or you could pound them on, but 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's reach out to our pal, Grim, who's hanging on the line for us. I know that we have a full mailbag, and we'll get to that mailbag certainly here in just a second, or in this hour anyway. It's amazing to me. I think you're just emailing us throughout the course of the day, which is just absolutely terrific. I always point that out. I talk about the amount of mail that this show gets. To me, it's
it's always so amazing, I think. And it's so interesting because of the cross-section of the areas that we hear from people from Florida, from Illinois, on our affiliates, our great affiliates, with similar opinions and sometimes incredibly different opinions on whether it's politics or whether we're talking about a slice of life, or when we say slice of life, the sadness that's washing over so many of us because of the police officers who have just become targets, and how rough this has been on so many different communities, especially some who have made massive progress. Grim, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
I kind of wish you would have played that lock her up. Lock her, like last night. Because did you hear the faint little cry coming down out of the Texas area? And it's hard to see who's who because they're all dressed alike.
They're all dressed alike, yeah.
I heard the faint little cry of Grant Dan's wish. Grant Dan's wish. There's your lefty.
You're funny. I get it. Get his wish. Of course he wants his wish. Yep.
It could still happen.
You never know.
We just don't know. There's still time. But really, you know, this is all campaign promises. That's what we're listening to. But I do love his format where he actually let the people talk instead of the establishment.
Boy, isn't that true? Because usually it is that.
That was great.
And yeah, I like that, too. I agree. I like that, too.
Well,
smart.
This is the problem. Well, name anybody that's sitting there out of the major news media that's non-biased, independent, Republican, moderate Republican.
Right.
Or a Republican rhino. I'm talking about all of them. I've watched CBS, ABC, NBC.
Right.
None of them. They're all liberal.
No. Yeah.
And they're trying their best. Okay. This is a big stink today. Is what do you call it when you plagiarize of Trump's wife's speech compared to Obama? How many athletes have you heard the same thing? You got to come to America, work hard, and your dream will come true. I tell all these fact checkers working for these liberal media systems, go all the way back and see who Obama plagiarized.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same wording.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm getting at. These are promises. Now, the real thing is the substance after they're in office. And that's the one killer that Hillary has proved. Don't wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what's going on with the world. While we lose our ambassador in Libya.
The Benghazi thing was a nightmare. No matter what you think, there's no question that was absolutely a dark day and a big blight on her regime.
And then after she gets up and has her cappuccino and her croissant, what can I blame this on?
Yeah, that was a mess. That was a mess. Yeah. No matter what the tail end of that was, there's no denying that was a nightmare. And the way it was handled and what was said, absolutely. I agree with you, Grim. Thanks for the call. We're going to reach out to Paul, who's listening to us in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, on WOGO, one of our great affiliates. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, I guess. Well, not quite. Well, this okay.
Okay counts.
With you about, I heard you interviewing Jesse Ventura the other night. And, he does stir up a lot of controversy.
He does.
And he seems to be rather... I guess that we all have a lot of off the wall ideas. You know, he said something that like something to the effect that I'm the candidate. I'm always the person that comes up with things people nobody else thought about. I think that's why we're all individuals. he does have a flavor all his own, that's for sure, besides things that just take precedence over
over currently what's happening. Yeah, I think he does have his own. There's no question. Some of his ideas might be out there. Some of them are ideas that you could embrace. But he is absolutely his own guy. He absolutely is very opinionated, and that's why he was elected when he was elected governor of Minnesota.
Yeah. I was very much cheering for him back then, but I hadn't really heard for sure when he had moved to Mexico and whether he ever actually obtained Mexican naturalized status or what it is.
He loves Mexico, and he spends half of the year, a little more than half of the year in Mexico, and he's talked about that before. So he's still a United States citizen, but he lives part of the time in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to know kind of what his status was. Is there such a thing as dual citizenship in the United States?
Oh, yeah. You can have dual citizenship. I know some people that have dual citizenship.
I think Canada, you can't. I think that's...
No, you can't. But in the United States, you can. Remember, funny you said that Ted Cruz had dual citizenship because he still had a Canadian citizenship, which he was talking about renouncing it, remember, when he was running.
Yeah, you remember that. Actually, yeah. I think Donald Trump said that.
Yes, Donald Trump brought it up.
Yeah.
Talking about that, you know, that should be a mark against him, and in the end that didn't really matter. But yeah, there are a lot of people that fall into that category, where it's the United States and it could be Mexico, it could be someplace else. And it's funny you should say that, Paul, because I just was speaking to a group of people in a community center, and they fell into that category. They were from Nepal, and they had dual citizenship and felt very proud, by the way, of, and thanks, Paul, for the call, of their American citizenship, because they had studied so hard and worked so hard and were so excited to be in the United States. One of the things that Don Jr. said in his speech was that, talked about his siblings all had the right opportunities, but then talked about the United States and how many people come in illegally and get in here illegally, but yet there's a long, long list of those who are legally trying to come to the country. We know a couple of people on that list that call America tonight. Jack in Australia comes oh so close, and then something happens. Hang with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You and that guy in the back sending me your thoughts, a lot of thoughts on the Republican convention, but a few other thoughts on some other things that are happening around the country too as well. So on that note, here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are so proud of our listeners and the way they email us. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This from Jen. Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard you talk about Melania's dress. It was funny, I think you were talking to Patrick, but you mentioned how much her dress cost, and it is kind of shocking when, isn't he, well, almost a billionaire, maybe a millionaire on paper, I'm not sure, but a dress that's under $2,500 for that set is pretty bargainy. I was just asking him in the true or false about that she had gotten her dress at Target, and he said yes. I said, no, it wasn't Target, but here's what she paid for her dress. Funny that you picked that up. Okay, how about this one from Scott? Beam me up. Scott says, Kate, we're all listening to you here in Sarasota. I watched a lot of what happened at the convention. I've been a Democrat in my life. I have been a Republican in my life, and I have been one of those undecideds in my life that you mentioned sometimes on the show. I guess I don't like labels either. I want to vote for the person, and I'm frankly not excited about anything that we've got out there right now. However, I think it would be very hard for me to vote for Hillary Clinton, whether or not some of what is said about her is nasty and just mean, right? Just to be mean, I just don't see her as the commander-in-chief, so what a crazy place to be in. But isn't it odd, the whole idea of Melania Trump's people plagiarizing a Michelle Obama speech, and you talked about wow, the comparison of the words, and I guess is it just that, okay, there's only so many words in the English language, so many ways to say them, and they just re-racked it to say something different? I don't know. Well, if you put them next to each other, there are some similarities, but I don't know. It is a crazy story. The campaign is saying, of course, her speech wasn't lifted from the first ladies. That doesn't make any sense. And the New York papers just totally trashed it. On the cover of one of them, I'm going to say the Daily News, they had Donald Trump next to Melania, his wife, and it said, "Hello, Mrs. Obama." So in New York, of course, they're having fun with that. But the Trump campaign says it's ridiculous. See, they did not plagiarize an Obama speech, and they're saying it's just absolutely absurd. Okay, here's one from Jacob? Kate, I've been listening to your show a lot lately. I really enjoy it. I didn't even know that you do these cheap movie reviews, and I happened to catch it, and I heard you mention the whole thing about Ghostbusters and the fact that now you've got these female comedians playing the male roles of some iconic comedians in the Ghostbusters Return. I think it's kind of a nice twist on it. Do you think that Ghostbusters is going to make a lot of movie magic and money? The original Ghostbusters for its time was so, gosh, giant. It just was. And now with the way movies are made, I think it's so hard to top that. But anyway, it did open up with a weekend of like $46 million, and $46 million for a reboot, I don't know, that's not a bad weekend. It's only into its first weekend. Where does it end up, like, after a month? That'll be where they'll really measure up the numbers. But I thought it was kind of a clever idea. Yeah, I thought it was clever. And in fact, what's kind of interesting is, with the money it made in North, and that's just North America money, by the way, because, you know, in China, if the movie catches on in China, they just explode the box office. But it's the biggest opening for Melissa McCarthy, who's one of the stars, and the director, Paul Feig. So that's big for them. The Secret Life of Pets, you know, animated films usually kick the booty of so many other films. The animated film of the weekend, The Secret Life of Pets, was at $50.5 million in its second week. So it was kind of close to it for the opener. If that tells you anything. So that's not a bad opening. I mean, I guess that's what I'll say. Whether people like it, the critics, if you heard my cheap movie review, was kind of iffy. It's an iconic brand, some famous stars, but there was some backlash about an all-female cast. Fighting the supernatural. Controversy sells, however. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to this one. This one is from The Jones. I like that, The Jones. Okay, so The Jones says, "Hi, Kate. I'm wondering if you think of all the issues that the Republicans are trying to throw at Hillary Clinton." And listen, I'm no Hillary fan. I actually have no feelings toward Hillary. But don't you think the Benghazi thing is not going to sink her at this point? After all these years, it hasn't. I don't know, beating that same drum, and I get it, it's incredibly sad when you see the mother of one of the guys that was killed speaking on the main stage. But I don't think that this is the issue that's going to take Hillary Clinton down. Do you? Well, you know what's interesting is so many people thought, I mean, look, we've been talking about this since 2012. Boy, that's scary to me, because look where we are now, 2016. It's sad that it happened. It was terrible, sickening. The response time, all of that was unbelievable. The details that the Chris Stevens, the ambassador, had asked for help, saying it was Harry Caray, and he was worried, and then look what happens. That was awful, but 2012. So, no, it's not the issue that's going to take her down, but if you're trying to build a case, which the Republicans are, if you're trying to build a case against your opponent, then you throw out everything that is, that has happened with your opponent that's been just a fire starter and has people upset, or certainly could have people upset, and that would be one of them. But no, it wouldn't be the main thing, or it would have done that. It was sad to see Pat Smith, you know, talk about her son. Yeah, it's what I always say in these situations. It's, you know, it's about the people that are left. It's about the victims and whatnot. Okay, how about this one from Mac? Kate, terror again. Did you see ISIS claiming responsibility for what happened on that German train, that apparently there was an attack there? It was some kind of axe and knife thing. I did see that. There were five people that were injured, and you're right, they came out after that and said it was an ISIS deal. But it was a 17-year-old who was ultimately shot and killed by the cops as he tried to leave, supposedly self-radicalized, didn't have a direct leak to them. He was shouting Allah Akbar. He attacked people on the train. And on Monday night, he had a hand-painted sign of the Islamic State. It was found, you know, during the search of his room. They found that. So, of course, they claim responsibility for it. But, yeah, terrible. Four people were attacked, but they got him. There was four on the train, and then there was a woman outside as he left. I mean, gosh, just awful. Just awful. A 62-year-old father, a 58-year-old mother, a daughter, their daughter, a boyfriend, and, oh, it's terrible. Just craziness. Just absolute craziness. Okay, so let's see. Let's take another one here. This one is from Charlie. Charlie, I don't think you've ever... Yeah, Charlie says, I have not ever sent an email to this show, Ms. Delaney. I do like your show. I like the fact that you do call for all points of view, and shame on the other side, if you will, because I'm definitely not there, doesn't call in. They don't have the right to complain and attack you if people do not call in to voice their opinion. So good for you for continually asking for all opinions. Here is my question to you. Did you happen to see this story, because I know you're into sports, about the NFL supposedly planning on embedding data chips into the footballs? It's so funny, because that was kind of an obscure story, so good for you for finding that story. I did see it. They want to gauge field goals, so they're embedding these chips for the field goals. It's a customized chip. It's going to be go into the game balls in 2016 preseason, so that's coming up. And for Thursday night football, see, they like to test things out for Thursday night football regular games. That's kind of clever, because that gives you another twist into something. And it's an experiment. That's what they're calling it. What does it mean? What kind of information are they going to get back? The NFL is going to estimate how many kicks would be missed if the uprights were closer together, they say. This came after kickers made 84.5% of their field goal attempts. So I think it's interesting. I like it. Yeah, I say thumbs up. It's a creative way to measure what's happening field goal wise. And like I said, it's going to be talked about. So, you know, the data chips in the balls would have NFL players carrying a wider tech load. So in each of the past two seasons, the league has embedded RFID chips in players' shoulder pads, tracking their location on the field, velocity, distance, ran. And this is maybe a way to track what else they can track as well, just more of the same. So more data, you know, more information. We'll be hearing about it. But good catch. Nice to bring that up. Thank you for your emails. Remember, any of you can email me at any time, americatonight.net.
attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're catching up with our pal Andrew Langer. He is the president of the Institute for Liberty. He also contributes to the American Spectator and townhall.com and a slew of other things that he's involved with and where you can catch him. He's also the host of the Langer Cast on the Realm Network, which is really terrific. And he is live from the RNC in Cleveland. And Andrew, you and I were talking for a second off air, because of course you're in the virtual green room, so to speak. And you said your RNC moment. Tell us what happened.
I'll tell you. This is my fifth Republican National Convention. I just met Chuck D from Public Enemy and got a selfie with him. I grew up as a massive Public Enemy fan, and in fact, I've been talking yesterday to the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on my own show, and was talking about Public Enemy's music and music general as a mirror to which we all sort of hold up to ourselves. And I, you know, just a thrilling chance to talk to a rock, a music icon, a political music icon. I'm just totally blown away right now.
That is cool. And, of course, people forget that you at Radio Row and all over the place, you've got a lot of pop-ins. In other words, you know, there was a lot made about, well, who is the entertainment and who are the other people that are going to be there? And you do see a lot of people that are walking around that you maybe didn't expect or didn't know were there, right?
Well, that's exactly it, and it was just so funny because I walked by and I sort of caught this guy, a glimpse of him, and I'm like, that can't be Chuck D. And then I looked down, the back of his head had, you know the little spindle you used to put inside a 45 to get them to play on a regular record player? He had that symbol on a hat. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Chuck D. And so I went over. You know, you see a couple of folks. Obviously, I saw Dan Rather yesterday, some random comedian. You always get random comedians sort of popping through. But you're absolutely right. You know, you sort of you run into that person. Listen, all I know is I'm trying to get a chance. I'm going to interview Rachel Campos Duffy, Congressman Sean Duffy's wife, later today. I'm hoping to score an interview with Scott Baio so I can make this convention Baio-tastic. But boy, oh boy, it's going to be hard to top Chuck D.
I love that. So, Andrew, now a lot has been written about Melania and her speech. You saw the New York papers. They just skewered her and said it was ripped off from a Michelle Obama speech in 2008. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say that the official talking point from the campaign ought to be that Melania was channeling her inner Joe Biden. this is so stupid. I mean, listen, obviously, it bespeaks a certain carelessness on the part of her speechwriters. I think it would behoove the campaign to come out and say, listen, yes, in point of fact, Melania did use a team of speechwriters to help her craft this speech. That's what people do at this level. And the speechwriters ought to be fired over this. And that's the way it sort of it gets handled. Stuff gets lifted from speeches all the time, but at this level, you've got to take drastic steps. I find it interesting, however, that the timing comes at just after this RNC rules fight happened on the floor yesterday. And so nobody's talking about the rules fight. They're all talking about Melania Trump. So maybe there's serendipity in all this for the Trump campaign.
Yeah, there you go. So here's the thing. It was interesting to see the first day as it rolled out. There were some great speakers and obviously heavy play on Hillary and Benghazi and why she shouldn't be president. But the other side of this is people want to know about the economic plans for Trump. And so the question is, are Trumponomics what America needs? Is that going to make America great again? And how does that really work with the GOP?
I gotta tell you, the fact is that one of the great knocks, and I think legitimately so, on the Trump campaign is that they've been very long on rhetoric and very short on details. I think we started to see the details on their national security and defense plan last night with General Flynn, but they really haven't said much as to what they're going to do on the economic side. So, I don't think Trumponomics has been properly defined unless you sort of talk about trade. But to get into specifics, you can't sort of do that. All I know is this. I know that in order to be successful, the Trump campaign has to ask Americans three questions. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you safer now than you were 4 years ago? And do you trust Hillary Clinton to get the job done for you on those issues? And I don't have an answer to that. It's just one of those. That's sort of the theme that started last night. It's the theme that will continue. I know that what I'm hoping to hear more of is, frankly, more of a discussion of the regulatory state, more of a discussion of the impact of regulation on the American economy, and then the specific steps that they can take to sort of go after it. Like, we could talk about trade till we're blue in the face, but you can't talk about trade in a vacuum. The fact is that absent the trade deals that we have, America is still at a massive competitive disadvantage because we've got a $2.25 trillion regulatory state.
Boy, this is so well said. Let's have that conversation. I agree with you. Let's go in that direction.
It has to be talked about, and it's funny because it was only starting in the 2010 cycle that we started to have a little bit of a conversation. Romney obviously had a great insight into regulation and the regulatory state. And there are even greater tools, even greater solutions that have been developed in the last 4 years to sort of combat it. You've got the stuff that my colleague Phil Kirpin put together over at American Commitment with the RAINS Act. You've got the assessments done by my colleagues at the Phoenix Center. The work that we're doing on sort of baseline regulation, which is to say, what happens if you hold regulatory costs at the level they are now? I mean, even as outrageous as they are now, if we simply had no net gain of regulatory costs, it would produce tremendous economic gain for the United States over the long term, right? If you can save America from a 35% increase in regulatory costs over the next 4 years, that's a massive boom to the economy. You know, it's offsetting the hit that we've taken in the last 8 years, where the regulations have just exploded under President Obama.
Yeah, boy, that is absolutely the truth. And so your expectations for the rest of the week, you think it'll just crescendo into a super, super high note and a good feeling leaving Cleveland?
Well,
that's the idea.
Here's the reality, right? I mean, the political conventions are always about theater. It's a pageant, to use the phrase from the movie Wag the Dog. And Donald Trump is the consummate showman. I will say I was a little distressed last night by the position of Melania Trump's speech in the schedule. That was really strange. That actually sort of stalled the momentum of the evening in a weird way. About a third of the audience left. I know that television viewership dropped off after she spoke. And that's an odd misstep. So one wonders actually how much input Donald Trump is making into the show itself. Had it been up to me, I would have had Donald Trump come out at the very beginning. I would have had him introduce his wife first up, would have had her sort of set the tone for the evening, move from there, and then I would have had Trump come on again before General Flynn spoke, like right after Rudy Giuliani, before General Flynn, and because that Flynn speech was the substantive portion of the evening, as substantive as you can have during a political convention. I might have had Flynn be the last speaker. Maybe Joni Ernst afterwards, I'm not sure, but I felt genuinely bad for her. I've been at the tail end of programs like that where the audience was sort of left because some dead spot in the middle of the program. It's not a great place to be, so my heart goes out to her.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth when you get stuck in that spot? The choice, you and I haven't talked about this, but your thoughts, because now it is what it is, but a lot of people like the choice of Pence as the VP. Did you?
Well, yeah, I did, but I've been a Mike Pence fan going back years, and I get it. You know, it's one of those things where it's tough. You know, we say on my podcast that there are no good choices, and that's just it. I mean, the choices are so limited, given the needle that Donald Trump is trying to thread. I actually think Mike Flynn would have been a really interesting choice. Whether or not he could have prevailed in the nomination on the convention floor is a whole other thing. But, you know, for me, you know, Mike Pence is a conservative. I think for most social conservatives, they're gonna go for him. It's going to help shore up. But remember, politics is a game of addition and multiplication, not division and subtraction. You cobble together a coalition to bring victory. And so you have both Gary Johnson and Hillary Clinton going after the same pool of voters. Weirdly enough, Gary Johnson not doing anything to court social conservatives, as one would hope or think a libertarian would do, especially in this day and age, where you have – so Donald Trump could have gone after those folks. He isn't. He is definitely trying to go after social conservatives with this. And I think he was just plainly limited in the number of folks. Mike Pence looks presidential. He acts presidential. He's got really great public policy chops. I think he's a good choice.
Yeah, I think you're right that he definitely has the chops. We'll see how that all plays out, because I think that choice was important for sure. Andrew Langer, thanks so much. I know you're swamped. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.